Blog Talk Radio.
This is Cinelio Romani. You're tuned in to Flavors Jazz. Flavors Jazz, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavors Jazz, the flavor of jazz on Flavor News Radio. This is where I bring to you the sounds of a variety of independent jazz artists that are coming my way here at Flavor News Radio. They are artists from here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am located, to across the United States and around the globe. So sit back, relax, and take in their flavor. Today I'm going to start out with a piece by a gentleman from Japan, and this is his piece called Kizuna. Let me see if I can say it right. Kizuna, Sentiment of Japan, and this is Masaru Tawaki. Thank you. That beautiful piece is... Oh, I apologize. I apologize for talking in the middle of the song. I thought it had stopped. But that was Masaru Tobaki with his piece called Kizuna, the Sentiment of Japan. And as I was listening to that piece, it takes me, you know, over to Japan. I am half Japanese, and I have family over there that have definitely been affected by the earthquake tsunami that hit. And unfortunately, we have still not heard from two of our family members, but, you know, we're just praying that they're okay and that it's just they're not thinking of communicating with us over here in the States. I do have a message out to the Red Cross in hopes that somebody will send me information just to let me know one way or another. But, you know, it's interesting when things like this take place. You know, and if it affects you directly, if it affects family members of yours, how much more impact it has on you. But so many people around the world have been affected by natural disasters, not really anticipating that they would come and hit in the way that they have, in devastating so many, many lives. So the one thing I would say to you this morning, this afternoon, is cherish those that you love. Stay in contact, know how to get a hold of them, and, you know, just cherish every day. I want to play a piece by, I wanted to say he's a dear friend. He's not somebody who I've communicated with a whole lot, but he's very supportive of what I do here at Flava News Radio, and I'm looking forward to possibly having him on my All Media Artist Features. This is Brian Jett with his piece called Falling in Love with Jesus. Thank you. We were just listening to Falling in Love with Jesus by Brian Jett out of Kentucky. Now I'm going to take you to Tennessee and play a piece by a gentleman that I'm very fond of, you know, and I'm hoping to be able to have him come by the Leopard Carpet or, you know, come back on the All Media Artists features. He's got a great story. He's got a history in the industry of being a jazz musician. He has performed with some of the best around the world. And this is Ralph Lofton with his piece called I Still Believe.
Thank you.
All right, that was Ralph Lofton with his piece, I Still Believe. And again, Ralph is out of the Tennessee area. Now I'm going to keep you down in that area. And the last three artists that I'm playing are artists that you can find over on the All Media Artists website. And now I'm going to play a piece by Lloyd Watson, and this is called You Know You Want It.
Thank you.
That was Lloyd Watson with his piece, You Know You Want It. And Lloyd is out of Louisiana by way of, out of Louisiana by way of Alabama. Now I'm going to bring you up here to the Pacific Northwest and pay a piece by somebody who is just very, very supportive of Flava News and Flava News Radio. He is a member of an amazing, amazing band out of the Pacific Northwest that is called Speakeasy Unplugged. And you really need to check them out if you are out here in the Pacific Northwest. They've got several performances coming up, I believe, over at the Corkscrew, at the Hyatt in Bellevue, and also the Scarlet Tree in the University District. So check them out. But this is Kevin Cowden with his rendition of Riviera Paradise. That was Kevin Cowden with his rendition of Riviera Paradise. I have to tell you, I'm very, very proud to represent my area, the Pacific Northwest, and especially Seattle, Washington, where I am actually located. There's some amazing talents that are up here. And I just, you know, I appreciate the fact that I have the opportunity to be able to share them with you, the Flava News listening audience, and, you know, the Flava of Jazz. So I'm just going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it right here and play a group that goes by the name of Clientele, and this is called Red Kool-Aid.
Thank you.
right? That was Clientele with their piece, Red Kool-Aid. Now I'm going to take you out to Detroit and play a piece by a dear friend of mine. He's the one that created the intro for my show, and he's just been very, very supportive of me for many, many years in being Lady Flava and Flava News. And this is Chinelu Bomani with his piece called Shenyang Woman.
Thank you.
Okay, now I think it's over. That was Bomani with his piece, Shenyang Woman. You know what? I think I need some lessons on paying attention to these little pauses. I so apologize to my jazz artists for, you know, starting to talk when I think that the piece is over and it turns out that it's not over. So this is something I'm going to need to learn to pay attention to. And again, I apologize for that. I do have a caller on the line, so let me bring them in. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good morning, Susan. How are you doing?
Well, you know, obviously I'm not paying attention to the music well enough because I've done it a few times already this morning, you know, talking when I think the piece is over and it's not. And so I'm like, so then it's making me listen even more like, okay, is that a pause or is it over? there must
you know
be
that.
A,
you know that was an artistic pause, right?
I'm going to have to learn all about this, Kevin, because obviously I need more coffee or something. I'm blowing it this morning. And, you know, and this is one of my favorite shows to do. I mean, I say that about all of my shows, don't I, Kevin? But this is one of my favorite shows to do because I love jazz music. And for myself, I love to be able to put on one of my Flavor of Jazz and just listen. And
yeah.
You know, and just sit back and chill. So here it is. I'm blowing it. I'm talking in the middle
oh,
of
you're not blowing
amazing
it.
Artist song. So anyway, so did you hear that I played you, even though you told me to retire that piece?
I did hear it, and I do appreciate it. So you know, I logged onto your page, and I can't. It's not allowing me to go into the chat. I don't know if they changed the format on the website, or maybe it's from my end.
Well, Steven's in there.
Is he really?
Yeah, Steven's in
well,
there. He said,
Steven
"Hey, Kevin."
You know that guy is extremely on the ball.
Is that what it is? You know, he's actually just...
But that must be what it is, because that guy is just, he makes stuff happen, and apparently I can't do it, and I haven't had my first cup of coffee yet either, so
that
might be my problem.
Kevin, it was meant for you to come on and call into the show then.
You know what? I like the way you turn that around. And
turn
it into pause.
That's right. Remember we talked about attitude is everything?
Yes, and
okay.
It really is.
So, Kevin Cowden, since I have you on the line, it's time for you
yes.
to give Speakeasy Unplug a plug.
Oh, you know, I'm always good for that, but and at the same time, you know, I really come with a bag full of information that's pertinent to all my gigs, but you know the band we really do appreciate the plugs that you give us. So we are going to be at the Scarlet Tree, the Bellevue Hyatt, like you did mention on Friday, this coming Friday. But we are going to be at the Scarlet Tree on Saturday as well. So we got a doubleheader coming up this weekend.
Okay.
So I haven't done a doubleheader for it's been a little minute for me. So that's going to be I think it's going to be a little taxing.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth, do two nights in a row.
Well, you guys have been doing a lot of gigs lately.
Yeah, we got more gigs coming up. So things are going really well, you know. We're working, which is really nice.
I think that's so exciting, you know, because you're performing at a variety of places, so it's not like in one, you know, type of location in Seattle. You're going from Bellevue to, you know, Seattle to Renton, and so it's like different places out in this area. So I think that's wonderful to see that you guys are having these opportunities to get your sound out there, Kevin. And you know, and honestly, you guys are good. You know, you're amazing. And just not only in just the musicianship and, you know, the vocal talents, you can really tell that you guys are in sync with each other, you know, and just I love the playback that you guys kind of give each other during your performances and all of that. And, you know, I think you are definitely, Speakeasy Unplugged is definitely a group to pay attention to out here in the Pacific Northwest. And I just really, really appreciate you, Kevin, and showing all the love and support that you do to what it is that I do in trying to support independent artists.
But that's really easy to do, though, because, for people that, otherwise don't have a lot of other the options in terms of, like, the media and how to get your stuff out there and having people push your stuff. The fact that you're providing that venue for people, and I think that's really valuable, and I think it deserves to be supported. The independent thing is becoming a much more stronger situation than it used to be back in the day, so it's really nice to be able to have that opportunity. So believe me, it's not even an effort on our part, the band, to support what you do.
I appreciate it. It's something that I love doing. I mean, obviously, huh? I keep throwing up these shows, and this and that. I had to taper off
yes,
a bit.
Yes, you do.
I know, but it's like, okay, I just want to get it all in. There are shows that I mixed it up, and then there are shows where I go, like this particular show where I go with just one, genre of music, but I just want to get it in. And, and especially, I'll be honest with you, I'm just so excited that there are actually people paying attention,
Yeah.
And so when I realize that people are paying attention, I'm like, okay, what else can I do to, have them pay attention to, the amazing artists that I am connected to. So, but I've had to taper off. I totally understand that, doing a bit much in a short amount of time. I'm on day 7 of working straight. And I'm doing 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. straight into weekends where I don't go home at all, and then back into 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And I will be doing this through the end of the month. And so I have to tell you, I slept very good here at work last night. I slept 10 hours straight, and I was very happy to get up this morning to do the Flavor of Jazz. So if I could just learn to listen to those pauses to determine whether the track is over with. I sit here and I talk about the fact that I need to be educated around hip-hop, right? That's my challenging genre. But I'm learning this morning that I just really honestly need to pay, much more attention to my jazz artist friends, because I just don't want to be talking in the middle of their beautiful pieces.
Could easily happen to me. I don't know. You're doing fine. I mean, the fact that you are playing the music is really what matters. And I got myself up this morning. excuse me to listen to your show. I'm still waiting on my first cup of coffee. I'm staring at the coffee pot right now. I woke myself up to get up because I appreciate the music that you play this morning, and I've had the privilege of listening over the past few weeks, and just nice relaxing Sunday morning, which is one of my favorite mornings, just to get up. Sunday's always been my a favorite morning of mine, just get up and, drink some coffee and listen to some nice, smooth, relaxing music. And so, you know, just keep doing what you do, lady.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, that means a lot to me, you know, that you, you know, actually woke up to listen to the show. I know that Stephen, you know, works very, very late, and so this is like waking up early for him, you know, out there in Kansas. And so to have Stephen, you know, in the chat
room, that guy,
you know, hanging out, that means a lot to me. And Teresa's in the chat room from All Media Artists, and she said, Kevin, refresh your page, and then you should be able to see the chat room. So I don't know what's going on. It seems like the Blog Talk Radio, there's been some struggles with either the sound, you guys hearing the shows, or getting in the chat room. So I think I might need to send a message and find out, you know, about what's going on with that. But you know what, Kevin, if you want to hang out with me on the line,
I'm gonna hang out and do what you got to do. Tell Steve and I said hi.
Well, he can hear you.
Hey. Stephen, hi. I've been listening to Stephen's stuff, and so I'm looking forward to hearing you play something. I know you're probably going to play his latest track.
I played that yesterday. Do you think that
did?
Play it again today? I played it on Flava Coffee House.
It's really pretty good. I don't know, it's worthy.
Yeah, I love it.
Play a couple of his songs. Go ahead.
You're giving me permission.
Huh?
You're giving me permission to play Stephen Jones.
You know what? I'm just a set of ears.
Ah, okay. Well, before I jump into Stephen Jerome Ferguson, I'm going to play a piece, and I'm hoping maybe you'll be able to come around on Tuesday at 4 p.m., Kevin. I don't know if you'd be available. But I'm going to be having on the leopard carpet an amazing, talented man that, you know, came by my way through his manager. And in doing research on him, he is a very gifted guitar player, but he's also an author and he's also a poet. So let me jump into a piece and play a piece by Russ Blake. And he is going to be on my leopard carpet this Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this is his piece called Round and Round We Go.
Thank you.
You were probably wondering what happened to me. Was I pausing to see if that piece was over? Actually, I had muted my mic because I was coughing and couldn't get it unmuted. But that was a piece by Russell Blake called Round and Round We Go. And I really, really encourage you to tune in this Tuesday to the Leopard Carpet. I am very excited and very interested to find out more about this gentleman, this artist, because there's so many elements to him and so many accomplishments he has, you know, behind him from traveling and speaking and performing around the world with some of the greatest. And so I really would love for you to join me if you're able to. If you're not able to, I would definitely encourage you to come back and check out the archives of that particular show. I'm going to play a piece by a young lady out of the ATL. Her name is Julie Dexter, and this is Never Will I Marry.
Never will I be born to
This is just not my morning, is it? Except that I'm so happy to be here, so how could it not be my morning? But that was Julie Dexter out of the ATL with Will I Never Marry. And you know what? Never marry. Like, okay. I think she needs to meet Mate, you know, because she needs to hear that song where it's called Do You Feel Me? So maybe if Julie heard Do You Feel Me, maybe she won't sing Never Will I Marry. So anyway, I want to play a piece by an artist out of the Pacific Northwest. He's got a concert coming up at the Rainier Cultural Community Center, and this is T-Soak with his piece called Jesus Is Real. Right, that was T-Soak with his piece, Jesus Is Real, and he's an amazing saxophone player out of the Pacific Northwest. He's got a concert coming up at the Rainier Cultural Community Center, and I want to say that it's May 7th, and I believe that T-Soap's going to step onto the leopard carpet with me possibly a few days before that. So I'm really excited to be able to get to know him and to be able to share his story and his sound with you. So per request of Stephen Cowden of Speak Easy Unplug, I'm going to play a piece by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. This is a new piece that I was able to debut on the All Media Artist Features this past Wednesday when he came on as my featured guest. And the only place that you can find this particular piece online is at the All Media Artist website. And this is called Spirit Song by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. Thank you. All right, Kevin. So did you get your Stephen Jerome Ferguson fix with his spirit song?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
So would you like to give your professional critique of that particular piece?
I love it. I like what Stephen does with I like his with his percussion, and he does a lot of subtle stuff, and he incorporates a lot of different stuff, but he does it in a very subtle manner that it really just works. It works for me. He makes me really miss 98.9.
Right. I know. It's when I go to sleep at night, it's funny because I don't have a TV or anything in my bedroom because I kind of want that to be just my own space. And but I do, you know, have a clock radio, and I really, really am drawn to wanting to turn on the jazz station. And I try really hard not to take my laptop, you know, into the room with me, because I used to sleep with my laptop. You know, and I'm like, okay, now that you move, Susan, do it differently. You know, create a space that's just yours. But I'll be honest with you, I pull my laptop in there just so that I can listen to the Flavor of Jazz, you know, as I'm just chilling in bed reading and, you know, just having some me time. So, you know,
yeah.
I agree. There's talents just like Stephen Jerome Ferguson out of Kansas that makes you want it, you know, and kind of crave, you know, that the radio stations that are shutting down, you know, all over the United States. So,
well, you're feeling a need. So, you know, it's not normally would I wake up to be relaxed.
right.
But that, you know, so just keep bringing that. And so Sunday morning is, it's a really good venue, and for guys like Stephen, and I got a lot of respect for the guy and what he does. He's also got a really great blog. I'm sure you've read it.
I have read it from time to time, so you're right. He does have a great blog, and, you know, I should have had him talk about that when he was on the show the other day.
He really should, because
I'm sure he's going to come back at some point in the near future, because I think he just loves being on the radio with me.
Steven just wrote, "Hey, go 24 hours with the Flavor of Jazz." Can you pull that off?
You know, the thing is,
there is a serious need.
It's interesting that you say that, and you know, I know there was just kind of a blurb about it the other day in one of the shows, and you know, there is the capability, and I had been approached over a year ago about doing a 24-hour radio show, and I'll be honest with you, you know, I resisted it, and you know, just for many reasons, and I know that it doesn't mean that I have to sit right there 24 hours a day and be awake and do the station. A lot of it is just programming and uploading. I can get other hosts to do shows,
sure,
too, and this and that. You know, but, you know, the thing is that, you know, it is more financial, you know, responsibility to take on than what I'm doing right at the present time. And it would be something that I would consider, you know, if I could get the financial support or sponsorship, you know, to do.
Mean to cut you off, but I mean, you know what? I talk to so many people here that they're just like crushed because they miss 98.9 so much. And David, the bass player in the band, we were driving after rehearsal, and he's like, and he was fiddling with the radio station. Man, I really miss this mood. He just like, man, I miss 98.9 so much. I used to use 98.9, and that was something that I used to listen to just to, like, I used to play along with the smooth jazz station, just to kind of just play and just kind of work my chops and stuff and just play along with it. And when I drive, I mean, it served so many purposes for me. So when it was removed, I was, and it was so sudden, I was like, man,
Right.
How does this happen? It just seems like so many people really, really love that station. I can't understand why it went away.
Well, I think that the sad thing is, from my understanding, is that, you know, the sponsorship and, you know, the listenership for the – it is. It's about money, you know, disappeared from the jazz stations. You know, it's all gone into this mainstream, you know, urban sound and that, you know, versus the jazz. And that just floored me, too, because my dear friend Alvin Lloyd Alexander Horn and I, you know, had gone to the jazz festival at Chateau St. Michel, you know, and that was just an absolutely amazing experience because I got to go as a VIP and be in the VIP tent and, you know, be fed and, you know, wined and dined and stuff like that. And, you know, and to be able to sit there for hours and just witness some absolutely amazing, you know, mainstream jazz artists, you know, come across the stage and stuff. And I swear it was like 2 months after that particular event or something. Or, you know, I mean, it just seemed like such a short amount of time after that event that all of a sudden, you know, the radio station closed down, like you said, with absolutely no warning. And, you know, and from, again, it goes back to, you know, financial sponsorship and all of that to be able to support what it is that, you know, even venues like that for a radio station to stay in existence, you know. And so, you know, where does it come from? If you can't get the corporate people to step in, you know, to sponsor a radio station like that, you know, it's just like even with Flava News Radio, it's a challenge for me to get people to, you know, believe in this particular station and to consider, you know, becoming a financial sponsor of it. And like, I've had many conversations over the months, you know, with people in my circle and stuff that if everybody gave $1 per month towards Flava News and Flava News Radio, the possibilities are endless. I could go to a 24-hour radio station, you know, just off of $1 per month from the artists that I support on a regular basis.
Right.
And, you know, and things like that. But, you know, I'm not very good at promoting myself and what I'm doing in that fashion. I don't want people to see it as, you know, them helping me, you know, keep a radio station. I want them to see it as them helping themselves keep another forum for them to be heard, just like you talked about earlier in the show. You know, there are not many avenues for the independent underground artist to be heard, you know, and to be heard in a sense globally. And the thing that what Flava News Radio can provide is provide that outlet for an artist to be heard globally. I just recently in the past week have been connected with somebody in France, Japan, and Kingston, Jamaica. Just floored me. Didn't even know that people were paying attention to me over there. I knew that people were paying attention in Europe, you know, in Switzerland, you know, London and Germany, you know, but I didn't realize that I'm reaching out to now Japan, you know, and to, you know, even Kingston, Jamaica. So the thing is that, you know, if people, you know, are willing to support and help grow Flava News Radio, I mean, the thing is that the capabilities are endless. You know, really, honestly, it's endless, you know, what could happen. And so, you know, I'll just put that out, you know, right now. You know, if you believe in what it is that I'm doing, if you're an independent underground artist, if you are a fan of the independent artists that I support, you know, consider becoming a financial sponsor. And honestly, it would just take $1 per month from the people that, you know, support my radio shows on a regular basis, you know, to the artists that I play on my radio shows. If everybody gave $1 per month to Flava News Radio, you know, we could take this much further than what we're doing right now. And you can go to PayPal and use radio@flavanews.com as a send to email if you're not able to or choose not to do, you know, any type of payment, you know, option online. You know, you can send me a private email to radio@flavanews.com and I would be more than happy to give you my mailing address. There are some amazing people that support Flava News Radio on a regular basis, such as, you know, Black Stacks out of Seattle to Monica Monet out of Florida, and some people that just believe in who I am who are not artists that give on a regular basis. And so, you know, it's something that, you know, I'll put a challenge out to you and a request out to you to get involved in, you know, helping us take this to the next level and supporting, whether it be jazz artists or hip hop artists or, you know, pop artists or any of the genres, whether it be spoken word to poetry, you know, there's just so many artists out there that are deserving to be heard, you know, and I would love to feature them on this particular show and my other show. So, you know, let me just jump into some more tracks, Kevin. I put my little plug in there, and, you know,
well,
man,
keep plugging away, and it's definitely a worthy cause, and there's definitely a need. I know that just from my own experience, just people that there's a void that was left when the Smooth Jazz Station disappeared, and so it's worthy. And so anyway, just keep doing what you're doing, and you know, not just the fact that Smooth Jazz on its own, but on top of that, the fact that you are supporting independent artists that you know, wouldn't normally get heard, but are certainly worthy of being heard, like, you know, like Steven. And, you know, I listen to his stuff, and I'm like, man, you know, I just miss it. That's all I know.
No,
so,
I agree. I miss it too. You know, and so, you know, I do want to commit, maybe starting in May, and at least doing another jazz show during the week and during the evening, because I know that a lot of people on Sunday mornings go to church, you know, or maybe are not up at the hour. This is just not a good time for them. And I'm really hoping that, you know, people can understand that they can, you know, click onto the archives of any of the shows and listen to them at any time, day or night. You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be here live. I just know that there are certain people such as yourself that just kind of like to hang out and, you know, connect with those artists and people that you, you know, are connecting with online, you know, during the shows and everything. But it doesn't mean that you have to be here live, you know. But I do plan on doing one sometime in the very near future, in the evening, you know, to play. And I really, really, really want to get more jazz artists to send their tracks to me to play. There's some amazing jazz artists out here, Kevin, in just the Pacific Northwest. And do you know, it's like pulling teeth, you know, to get them to send me music. And that's one thing I'm finding about, you know, like certain genres of music. Jazz artists are one of the hardest ones, you know, to reach and connect with, as far as, you know, saying, hey, do you have an interest in having your sound heard on Flavor of Jazz? So I'm not sure what that's about, you know, but maybe
I don't mean to cut you off. I think it really is a matter of maybe perhaps they just don't realize that this option is available to them. And so the word's got to get out, and it just needs to spread. And I think that just over a period of time, this is all possible. And so it just needs, you know, just keep supporting the deal and just keep doing it. And, you know, hey, the bottom line is, you know, look, you know, we can recreate that jazz station. It may be not available over the airwaves, but certainly available over this medium. And so, you know, I have to just, you know, over a period of time, I think this kind of thing can catch on, because there's a serious need, there's a void, and I hope that, you know, I would love to see it happen. I really
would. Definitely. I understand. So, you know, I'll ask again, you know, for those of you that love what it is that I'm doing and appreciate what it is that I'm doing. I love doing it. So, honestly, the show started out on Sunday just in a sense for myself because I woke up one Sunday here at work and said, you know what, I want to listen to some jazz. So why not schedule a show and play some jazz and just see if anybody else wants to come listen with me. And it's starting to grow, not very, very fast, but it's starting to grow. And, you know, I'm really, really hoping that, you know, more and more artists will pay attention that, you know, I have the capability of playing their music and, you know, more lovers of the jazz will stop by, not necessarily live, but even in the archives and check out what it is that we're doing. So mm-hmm. I want to jump into a piece and that, you know, I met through Therese over at the All Media Artists website where you can find some of the best jazz artists over at the All Media Artists website. And this is Patrick Gandel, and I'm going to play Back to the Groove. That was Patrick Gandel with his piece, Back to the Groove. Now I'm going to take you over to Rome, Italy, and play one of my favorite artists. We've been connected for a while now, and I just love his sound. I've been able to watch a few videos of him, and, you know, he's a talent that I would really, really want to see perform in person. And this is Antonio Ferraro with his piece, Quiet. That was Antonio Ferraro with his piece, Quiet, and Antonio is out of Rome, Italy. He will be coming back to the New York area later in the year to perform. And, you know, again, he's just one of those artists that I would just love to see perform in person. I'm going to bring you back to the Pacific Northwest. This is an artist that I just recently connected to. He's sending me a copy of his CD so that I can have it and download his music. This is Jose Gonzalez with his rendition of Long and Winding Road. Right, that was Jose Gonzalez with his rendition of Long and Winding Road. The last 2 hours has gone by very, very fast. We've got like 12 minutes left in the show. And I want to thank everybody who came out to support this show today, to those that have listened in the wings, to those that struggled to get into the chat room, to those that actually made it into the chat room, to Eva Maria Kevin from Speakeasy Unplugged, Stephen, Jerome Ferguson, and Therese from All Media Artists. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today in the chat room. And to those that hung out for a while on the phone today, you know, the listenership is growing. You know, and this is something I absolutely love doing every Sunday morning. And again, I will work it out in May to do a show in the evening. And you just never know. You never know where things may go here in the near future or the future period for Flava News Radio and supporting jazz artists from around the world. I want to play a piece by Melvin Chenault, and this is called People Tree. That was Melvin Chenault with his piece, People Tree. We've got like 7 minutes left in the show, and I want to jump into another piece. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. Let me take a sip of something. I'm choking here. I'm thinking it's that season where allergies are hitting. Except of affecting my nose, it affects my throat. But again, I want to thank everybody who hung out with me today live on the show, on the phone, in the chat room. I want to welcome Brian Jett to the chat room. He's just, you know, he's the artist that I played at the beginning of the show. I played his piece, Falling in Love with Jesus, and I really, really appreciate his kindness and his support. He says the most sweet, endearing things, you know, in regards to, you know, what I do on Flava News Radio. And it's like artists like that that just push me, you know, to try to figure this out and to try to, you know, find creative ways to continue supporting the amazing talents that are coming my way. And, you know, so Brian, thank you so very much, you know, for your support of who I am and what I do. I'm going to jump into a piece. This is an artist that is going to be my featured guest on the All Media Artists Features this coming Wednesday. His name is Wabari Jordan, and this is Sunflower in My Garden.
Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. When I look outside my window, I behold Mother Nature's grand design. There's a festival of color blazing in the morning sunshine. But the sight that brings me so much joy and puts a smile on my face is the golden yellow petals of my favorite bloom as it crowns this sacred space. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. It's amazing that something so beautiful begins as a simple seed, and the very thing designed to make it grow reflects the thing that it would be. To wake each day and bathe within this solar flower's golden ray, creation set before your very eyes. This flower sees the sun along its way. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path of the sun. Sunflowers in my garden, follow the path. Flowers of the sun, so nice to see you when I rise. Hello, pretty yellow flowers of the sun, so nice to see you. Perfect way to begin the day. Beautiful golden sunflowers on display, planted in the garden, born on solar winds, turns itself toward the sun as the day begins. What a perfect way to begin the day. beautiful golden sunflowers on display. Planted in the garden, born on solar wind, turns itself for the sun as the day.
All right, that was Wilberry Jordan, who is going to be my featured guest this Wednesday on the All Media Artist Features, so I encourage you to tune into that particular show. What an amazing talent that is, huh? The show starts at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wilberry will be coming on the second hour of the show, so I'm very, very excited about that. Again, I want to thank everybody who just was patient with me through today's show, my coughing. And I'm well. I'm not sick. I'm just have a tickle in my throat. And I want to, you know, thank you for your patience and me talking through in the middle of tracks, you know, when I thought that they were finished, you know. So this was just kind of an interesting, fun show. Fun people hanging out in the chat room today. Again, I want to thank Brian Jett joined us, and Therese from All Media Artists, to Stephen Jerome Ferguson and Kevin from Speakeasy Unplug, and Eva Maria for hanging out with us today. To those that listened, you know, in the wings, and to those that hung out on the phone today, you know, tell somebody else about what we do here every Sunday morning. I know that a lot of people go to church during this time, but it doesn't mean that they have to hang out live. They can come back and check us out in the archives, definitely. You know, listen to this as they're relaxing and reading a book, you know, cooking dinner, just needing to chill, whatever. You know, they can come back and check us out that way. So, you know, you never know. Put it out to the universe, you know, pray on it. You never know where Flavor News Radio can go here in the near future. So I'm going to close out today with a piece by an amazing artist you can also find over at the All Media Artists. And this is Miss Ava Lamert with her piece, At Last.
A thrill that I could speak to a dream that I could call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I had never known. You smiled, oh, and the spell was cast. And now here we are in heaven.
That was Miss Ava Lamert, an amazing vocalist and saxophone player with her rendition of At Last. You've been listening to Flava of Jazz today on Flava News Radio. You know, and just, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate your support. Spread the word about what we're doing. Kevin, my friend from Speakeasy Unplugged, thank you so much for hanging out with me today.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it. I'm going to get some sleep now.
Okay. Go get you some rest, and I'm going to figure out what I'm going to eat for lunch. So I will see you soon on one of the radio shows, if not in person, Kevin.
Okay.
All right, darling.
Thank you again. And, yes, you will be hearing from me.
All right, my friend. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to close out with Dreams in Color by Brian O'Neill. That was Brian O'Neill with his piece, Dreams in Color. You've been listening to the Flavor of Jazz on Flavor News Radio.